Pakistan's president, General Pervez Musharraf, has called for a United Nations peacekeeping mission to be deployed in Kabul. Pakistan is an essential partner in the U.S. war on terrorism, but the country has expressed displeasure with the fall of the Afghan capital to the Northern Alliance. NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
This was exactly the scenario that Pakistan had feared. The Taliban abandons Kabul and the Northern Alliance sweeps into the capital before a new government can be formed. Pakistani officials and ordinary people alike could barely contain their disappointment and their sense of betrayal. Rasul Rais, a professor at Islamabad's Qaid-e Azam University, says that by storming into Kabul, the Northern Alliance has ignored the wishes of the international community.
They have not listened to the president of the United States. They have not listened to the president of Pakistan. They have not listened to the world community that has been speaking to the United Nations that they must stay out of Kabul. What was the urgency?
Pakistan wants the world to act before a power vacuum develops in Afghanistan, or even worse, the country is dismembered. Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf says UN peacekeepers should be dispatched before, in his words, the atrocities of the past are repeated. Musharraf was referring to the bloodshed that broke out in 1992 when the former Mujahideen turned their guns on one another. It's not clear what form a UN peacekeeping force would take, but President Musharraf says Muslim countries, such as Pakistan and Turkey, could contribute troops. In any case, says Aziz Khan, a spokesman for Pakistan's foreign ministry, the Northern Alliance is definitely not the solution to Afghanistan's problems.
Pakistan holds to the view that the Northern Alliance forces must not occupy Kabul. Pakistan would like to see an early return to durable peace and stability to Afghanistan. Past experience has already demonstrated that no single group or faction can bring peace to the country.
Pakistan is calling on the UN to convene talks aimed at forming a broad-based government. The Northern Alliance consists mainly of only two ethnic groups, Tajiks and Uzbeks. Pakistan wants any future Afghan government to include representatives from the country's largest ethnic group, the Pashtuns. There are millions of Pashtuns on the Pakistani side of the border as well. They are a potent and unpredictable political force. Professor Rasul Rais says that's just one reason why Pashtun representatives must be included in any Afghan government.
We need a credible leader from the Pashtun community who can be in the government. We have to reassure the Pashtuns that you have not lost power. If we fail to assure Pashtuns that you have lost power, I think confrontation in Afghanistan will continue.
Pakistan's concerns about the evolving situation in Afghanistan are more than just academic. Pakistan is the most important Muslim ally in the U.S. coalition. It's given the U.S. access to its airspace, its military bases, and its intelligence files. No one here is suggesting that Pakistan is about to withdraw that support anytime soon, but there is a growing sense that Islamabad's concerns are not being taken seriously in Washington. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Islamabad.